Hi, everybody. This is The Simpsons Show. I'm Robbie with my co-host, Matt, and we are here to talk about The Simpsons from the beginning. Matt, how are you?
I'm fantastic, Robbie, except for the fact that I had to watch this episode. That just made me want to, you know, die a little inside, but we had to, you know, record this episode immediately afterwards, so I'm going to postpone my dying for at least another hour and a half.
I don't know. Man, I'm not going to try. Like, I could easily pontificate about the insanity of the things that happened this episode for hours, but I'm going to do my best to keep it short and sweet, get to the point of things, not be here for an hour and a half. Hour and 15, I think. That'd be good. I'm not going to just quote a Lady Gaga song. I'm going to do my best not to do that at all this episode. Hello, dear listener. We are brought to you by our supporters on Patreon. You can support us by going to patreon.com/TheSimpsonsShow. Support us there if you like the show. If you listened to any length of time, you never given us a buck or two, we'd really appreciate it. We've been doing this for 10 years now, every week, and we still are enduring new kinds of pain. We find them every so often, Matt. We find new things. And this is one of them. This week's episode.
This is definitely one of them.
This is this week's episode. Lisa Goes Gaga. Infamously, Lisa Goes Gaga. Episode PABF 14, originally aired May 20th, 2012. Written by Tim Long. Directed by Matthew Schofield. Received a 2.6 rating with 4.8 million viewers. The couch gag. Family plays a Nintendo Wii game in which they sit on the couch, but Homer keeps failing. Homer angrily throws his Wii remote down and tries to sit on the real couch, but fails just like in the game. It's fine.
What a fun game.
I don't know what this is. What is 2012? Is that feels late. Really late for the Wii. A Wii couch gag, man.
I mean, the Wii U was already out in 2012, so... Yeah.
To be fair, most people didn't know the Wii U was out in 2012.
Good point.
Yeah. As a person who had a Wii U and really liked it, but still, it's not. So guest stars, famously, Lady Gaga as herself and Kevin Michael Richardson. Briefly appears as the conductor of the Lady Gaga Express, which is her train. Okay.
This episode goes beyond any other in terms of magical realism. Like it's bizarre.
So this is apparently like James L. Brooks watched her interview on 60 Minutes. And Al Jean wrote a script and sent her a letter of approval to appear on the show, even though Al Jean's name is not on the credits of the script. I don't know. I don't know the true, like, why this exists. Like, that's ultimately the question I have about this, Matt. Like, when you watch this episode, you go, why? Why did they make this? You know, why? And it's not that it's not without precedent. I feel like there are multiple episodes, and I feel like there are people who point this out. They're like, oh, this is just a commercial for Lady Gaga. You're right. It is. This is a commercial for Lady Gaga, by the way. That's what this is. You watch this episode, mm-hmm. You're sitting down, and if you hate Lady Gaga, you'll hate this episode because it's just a commercial for her. There's nothing else in it. The Simpsons content in it is all there to service her.
Well, it's not even a commercial for Lady Gaga. It's a commercial for like the concept of Gaga-ness. Like she's barely even a character in this. Like at one point she gets sad. That's as much as Gaga would get. It's more of like a force of nature. Like a weird deity has come down to Earth, or demigod, and you know spreads chaos.
I mean, I assume that's what they want. I don't know who. Like, I don't know. If the Simpsons writing staff wrote this before her consulting her, that's somehow more shameful to me, Matt, honestly. Like, if Lady Gaga herself said, like, she wrote this script, I'd be like, oh, yeah, of course, that makes sense. But if the Simpsons wrote this without her influence, and that is even more, like, why would you? We'll get to the problems of that, but. Ultimately, this is not a Simpsons episode.
No, this is a weird coma fantasy of someone who unfortunately was watching a medley of Lady Gaga music videos on loop.
It feels like Lady Gaga, like this is what it feels like in my head. This is how I explained it to myself was it feels like Lady Gaga was a Simpsons super fan, you know, like you or me, basically. and she's rich and famous, so she made them make an episode about her. It feels like, did you ever, when you were in a kid, a small child, did you ever get those, like, for your birthday books that are written, like, you know what I'm talking about? The book, your birthday books, where they were, they're fill in the blank. They even have them in The Simpsons at one point. I forget which episode, but it was, I think it was Rod, it, they, Rod or Todd gets one.
Are you about Mad Libs?
No. Books were like, they'd make them at the mall where they're just filling the blanks and they just put your name in there. No. You never got one. Matt had a, his parents hated him, so he didn't get any presents. As a child.
My parents knew that all they needed to get me was books. That's all I wanted for this my is entire childhood. This books is, and video games.
This is a book, Matt. I'm just saying that this
is, but it's a book about me and that's boring.
See, Matt, this is, we need to start working on your self-esteem. I feel like we've cracked at it over time, but we still need to...
No. Excuse me. I want to be boring, all right?
You're not a boring man, Matt. So that's the thing. I don't... You contain multitudes like all people. And you're... Okay. We could just turn this into a Matt therapy session. But it feels like that. It feels like, hey, let's write a Simpsons episode. Like, it's Lady Gaga commissioning The Simpsons to write an episode about her. So it's crazy that it exists at all. We're going to say the words Gaga about 50 million times. I already hate it. The episode begins with a narrator. There's a narrator in this, Matt. Well, at the very beginning and the very end. I don't know why. Like, every creative decision in this, I don't know why it's happening. Why is there a narrator? Like, it does... When you talk about magical realism, I hate to say that, Matt, because that implies there's, like, creative, like, and artistic choices with this thing. And I don't think it feels, again, it feels like marketing. I don't like.
That's true. This is more on the lines of, we have a vibe we're going for and we're just going to go with that. No actual thought is going to go into it.
It feels like when people rank the commercials at the Super Bowl and I'm like, what are you doing? What's wrong with you? Don't do that. Those are commercials. They're trying to sell you things. Like, you should go, I spend most of my life avoiding ads. But there's a narration saying something's coming. Like, it's all, like, it is Harry Shearer doing like an old timey voice. Something weird is happening. Something's in the air. Everyone's noticing it. And then we find out what that is. And it's Lady Gaga in her train, the Lady Gaga Express. The train is extra. It's Lady Gaga. It looks like Lady Gaga threw up on it effectively. She has her own conductor, everyone who works for her. I guess this is how she gets from show to show, is on this train? Is that?
With high heels as the engines and the brakes?
That is what it is. So we have a... Before we see any member of the Simpsons family, Matt, okay? We see Lady Gaga, okay? That tells you immediately what this episode is, where we have long scenes of Lady Gaga well before we see a Simpsons family member. So we learn that Lady Gaga... this whole episode, I'm going to lose my mind. Lady Gaga is heading to Springfield.
Conductor, you know the rules. Take off some clothes.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Sorry, ma'am.
Now, what's our status?
We are about to pass through, Springfield.
Springfield, what's their deal?
Let's see. Quiet suburb, home of the Tomb of the Unknown Mascot, has the lowest self-esteem of any place on the planet.
Really? Aw, that's so sad. And as entertainers, it is our solemn duty to cheer them up for a little while.
Gaga, it's my job to keep you away from ugly bumps on a map like Springfield. Don't worry. We'll get you right on a plane.
No! Don't you remember what happened at LaGuardia? Ready.
Yeah, well, you missed your flight.
Then we'll party on the boarding ramp!
Wait, I quit!
They spend 90 minutes training them and off they go.
I just can't ignore a billboard in pain. We're stopping in Springfield.
But
no buts.
Can't ignore a billboard in pain.
This is the first thing you basically see in this episode, Matt. You're immediately like, what is going on? Why are we? I've only heard about this episode. I've never watched it ever. Not even seen a little clip of it. So I'm like, oh, Lady Gaga's in it. How are they going to introduce it? And it's like, oh, it's actually her just playing herself, or an elevated version of herself. What are they going to do? Oh, we're just going to have this, like, 2 to 3 minutes of time before we see the family? And she's in a train and she's going to Springfield. Okay. So she's stopping in Springfield. She makes a choice because she wants to help the people of Springfield. Okay. Cool. Now we see the family now, Matt. We're finally there where we have, and we're at the elementary school. We have the Student Choice Awards, which are voted on by the kids. We see Bart immediately win. That's the first thing we see is Bart winning the Class Clown Award. He comes up and does some pranks on Skinner while he does it. And then we have the Least Popular Award. Okay. I would say that
you'd think an award for someone who's the least popular would be go to a kid nobody knows. Like, who wins the votes for this with three votes? I mean,
again, Matt, don't think about it too much. It's you could sell me that the Springfield Elementary would have this award because there's some easy bit of writing you could easily get around this as well, Matt. Like, you could just say, well, the kids also voted on what awards they wanted to award. And so they wanted to choose the least popular because they can make fun of somebody. Okay, whatever. Again, this is all just to service the plot because the least popular award is awarded to Lisa.
And now the award for least popular student, Lisa Simpson.
What? Least popular? I gotta go.
You probably should accept it, Lisa. They'll go easier on you if you do.
Thank you for noticing me. She actually accepted it. You said they'd take it easy on me.
I know very little about children.
I hear there's like two clever lines in this, Matt. Two lines I enjoyed, and that's one of them.
That's one of them, yeah.
The Skinner just going, I know very little about children. That's one of the two things I remember thinking, oh, that's clever. Lisa's upset. You might think, oh, is this episode about Lisa? No.
I mean, ostensibly. I mean, if you were to ask one of the writers, what is this episode about? You get Lady Gaga and Lisa. But they'd be wrong about Lisa.
Yeah, the Lisa part in this, it feels so artificial. It feels like it doesn't feel real at any point.
They came up with that. What's a reason Gaga would stop here? Okay, Lisa's sad about something, and it just worked from there.
This is another weird metaphor, Matt. It feels like Lisa realizes that she's in an episode of The Simpsons and is doing her part for Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like, you know, like it doesn't.
I mean, it doesn't get that way until the third act when Lisa just magically gets better and thanks Lady Gaga for doing absolutely nothing. But yeah, basically.
I mean, it just feels so overwrought and like Lisa's so sad and you're like, she is incredibly depressed almost immediately. And isn't this like an established fact that Lisa's not popular? I don't know why. Like, is it just the fact that she's the least popular that she's so upset? It's not that she's like among the least popular kids. Is that why she's upset? I don't know. It feels
I guess.
This is like Bart wins Class Clown and Lisa wins Least Popular is not a crazy thing. We have Matt like jump between multiple things. Lady Gaga on the train. The Simpsons at dinner and Lisa being upset at dinner.
Milhouse coming in with somebody is defending Lisa on the message boards.
Yes, this is where we get another subplot, which you would think that this would be more drawn out. Like, this is more of a bigger deal, but it ends within two scenes. It doesn't get past the first act, really. So Lisa has this defender on the message boards, the school message boards, which I guess I'm glad that I got out of school before this was a thing. We never had school message boards. That's past my time.
Dial up was still a thing when I was in high school. So I have to excuse myself from this conversation.
I mean, I'm just glad I presume that this is a thing message boards don't exist anymore. Really? Now it's probably some Discord servers. That's where all this stuff sits probably. So Lisa goes to the message boards and realizes that someone is defending her, I guess for now.
Lisa doesn't judge other people. Why should we judge her? It's signed Truth Teller.
Whoever this truth teller is, I'm a fan. It takes a lot of courage to post nice things anonymously.
You know, it seems like more than a coincidence that Milhouse brought it to our attention.
Hmm. Well, I certainly wish I was truth teller. But if I was, you'd know, because I can't keep a secret. I sleep under my bed every night because I'm scared of the cars from Cars. If gasoline is their food, then why do they have teeth?
I mean, to be fair, that's a dang good question.
That's another, I think this is the second line that I thought was at least clever.
I missed that line. That's great.
Well, you're right. Cars, don't, the real answer is don't think too hard about it. It's about talking cars. So we have truth teller. And you go, oh, there's going to be a mystery about who this truth teller is. Is it Lady Gaga? No, because that's literally not the next scene. Lisa is at the school, and immediately we find out the truth.
Lisa rocks, and so does her rock collection. Huh?
That's mine!
Okay. This notebook is full of things truth teller said.
Give that back!
This one says post next Friday. Oh my god, you are truth teller!
Lisa! What you did is like my mom sticking $10 in her own G-string. Truth teller? More like lie smeller.
Lie smeller! Lie smeller!
Oh, great! It stuck!
Take 5. Hey,
easy on the soda. I don't want gassy demons like last night, Jerry. Oh, wait a minute. No. Make it stop! Someone in Springfield needs my help. Light up the after bras.
Lady Gaga has psychic powers.
Apparently.
Okay. So, there's no mystery about who truth teller is. We immediately find out the answer. It's Lisa herself.
This is also a good time to say, hey, encrypt your notes, folks. Write in code like Da Vinci did, encrypt your notes.
This is encryption is for filthy casuals, all right? You keep no notes, no paper trail.
Just keep it all in your head.
Everything in your head, all right? That's right. Okay? A serious folk, don't write down anything. Everything is in your head, and that's it. You destroy all paper trails. Lady Gaga has somehow divined with her magic powers that Lisa is sad. We go to commercial at 7:41.
Oh boy. And then we come back and Gaga has arrived. She has arrived in Springfield and there's a news report with Kent Brockman and everything. Meanwhile, Lisa is extraordinarily upset with everything that's going on and she just wants everyone to leave her alone.
Now, sweetie, don't make a big deal out of this. I stopped reading after Top Student.
Want to honk your jazz tube?
Oh, what is the point? I think this is the end of me. All I had was my integrity, and now that's gone. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I try not to cry till you're asleep.
I appreciate that.
Look, if I could just spend a few days in my room without anyone trying to cheer me up, I think I might have a chance to...
Hey, why don't we go see Lady Gaga? That'll turn your frown upside down.
It's not a frown. It is a straight line of resignation. Looks just the same upside down.
What are you talking about? You're right. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Dad, if you really want to help, please stop trying to help.
I will, but you know me and my crazy number thing where I always have to get to 17. Whoop, 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 whoop. Whoops, I lost count. Better start again.
Yeah, not going to put you guys through that as well. So, Lisa just wants to be left alone, and everyone tries to help her. This is the most relatable part of this episode.
Matt, see, that's... But it's so much... This same scene happens, what, 3 times? Where Lisa goes, please leave me alone, and people just keep bothering her. And real quick,
I want to point out one more thing that I smiled at. Didn't laugh, but I smiled. Do you want to honk your jazz tube?
I did not.
The more times I say it, the more I actually laugh at it. But the first time, I just kind of smile.
Matt, there is a. I think I like those two lines in the first act because it was in the first act.
Yeah. Because now you're just upset at all the stupidity.
I'm like, oh no, I don't like this anymore. Please stop. I'm tired of this. It's been 7-8 minutes. I'm done. But it's just this. I don't know if this is purposeful in Yearly Smith's part or whatever. It just feels this Lisa performance in this whole episode is just so over the top. She is so
all of her
sadness
is just, so incredibly depressed.
She's so sad. She's so depressed. And you're like, is this a choice? Why did they? It just feels fake. Again, it just adds to this artificial feeling. This entire episode feels artificial because Lady Gaga is just walking around like some sort of genie. And we're just supposed to be, go with that, I guess. And, my personal feelings about Lady Gaga, she's fine. She's fine. I don't hate her. She's fine. Her music's fine.
She makes music. It's not particularly the music that you and I like, but she makes interesting music.
I like the fact that she's, very, inclusive, LGBTQ friendly, and encourages that, and is very pride friendly. I like all those things. I appreciate that and respect her for that, and respect that, she's an artist and just does whatever she wants. If I was also rich and famous, I would also do that. I would also be like, I'm going to make something weird. Too bad you don't like it. But I do not treat her like she's some sort of fae creature. Or whatever this episode thinks she is. So at this point, as a person I'm okay with, I think she's fine. I'm like, okay, that's enough. That's enough, Lady Gaga. That's enough. I don't need it anymore. But unfortunately, Matt, unfortunately, we have 12 more minutes of this episode.
Ooh, yes, we do. So Lady Gaga, Homer forces Lisa and the whole family to go to the Gaga arrival at the train station. Everyone in town is super excited. Why? I don't know. You'd think there wouldn't be that many Lady Gaga fans, but everyone in town is super jazzed to see her. Mayor Quimby is trying to offer the key to the city and the key to his hotel room, which, ew. We get a Gaga song, which I didn't record. You're welcome. It's fine. It's a Gaga song. It's got Simpsons related lyrics in it, but whatever. But then after the song is over, Lady Gaga gets another psychic imprint from Lisa saying, oh, the person that I was worried about is still incredibly sad. She immediately tells him to put the spotlight on Lisa, despite the fact that Lisa just tells him, no, leave me alone. I don't want any more attention. So she gets a spotlight put on her. And then Lady Gaga disappears, quote unquote, and shows up next to Lisa. And says, oh, walk home with me. We'll be discreet about this, while wearing a hoodie with a flashing Gaga on the back. That I believe also says Gaga.
It does, yes.
Yeah. So in this clandestine manner, Lisa and Lady Gaga walk home. Lisa kind of sort of tells Lady Gaga what's happening while they're being photographed by paparazzi. Ned shows up. I guess because they wanted some more jokes, and tells Lady Gaga that what she's doing is sinful for showing so much skin. And then Gaga tells him, oh, I just want everyone to be happy with who they are, causing Ned to realize, oh, that's just what Jesus said. Well, now I'm all confused. And then Lady Gaga opens her shirt with the fire breathing bra that she's wearing, and haha, jokes, I guess.
I mean, it's more than what they did last week, Matt, about, trying to challenge anything about Christianity.
Yeah, it's true.
But can you do better than this, man? Like, this is what, can you make a joke? Like, this is not a joke. I don't, literally in this scene, Matt, Ned jokes about roasting a hot dog on her fire breathing bra. You're like, you can't. No Bible references, no holy flame, literally you can't. Moses in the burning bush, it's right there. Should I write the Simpsons jokes?
Obviously, yes. Like, so we could go back in time to season 23 and write some episodes, Robbie, please.
Okay, literally you have Ned talking about roasting a hot dog. You're like, really? He can't pull a Bible quote about fire? Nothing? Okay.
Yeah. Nope. So then we get to the actual crux of the issue when Gaga tells Lisa, oh, I really want to make you happy. And Lisa has a rejoinder that actually makes sense.
Lisa, look at me. So what if your number one supporter is you? That's how it should be. I had some very tough times myself before I became a superstar at age 22. Everything is gonna be fine. You better yet? Sorry, gotta answer this text.
Please, take your time.
You know what you need?
Solitude?
Flash mob! Now, Lisa, if that didn't fundamentally change who you are, I don't know what.
You idiots! She meant we should disperse!
Lisa, you untattooed little miracle, I'm not leaving here until I restore your sense of hope.
Let me explain. I have a chance for a grim but tolerable life, but only if I give up hope. Now, if you don't mind, and with all due worship, I would like to be alone.
Lady Gaga, meet your biggest threat, Baby Goo Goo.
Can I please be alone? Well, it worked once.
And that's how we end the act. We go to a commercial after they finally leave Lisa alone, like she's asked for pretty much this entire episode. If there's one thing that bugs me more than anything about this episode, is that Lisa is constantly asking everyone, just leave me alone. I want to be alone. And no one will let her. The biggest thing about this episode is Lady Gaga is like, oh, I know it would cheer me up. It must cheer you up, and constantly screws up Lisa's life even worse. It's just, it's awful. It's mean-spirited almost.
It's, again, Matt, it is, this is the next, again, I say it happens a bunch of times. This is, again, Lisa going, please leave me alone. And Lady Gaga going, no, let's do this instead. And you're like, okay. And did no one pick up on this? Did no one in the writing staff think you would think, here's Matt, there's a part of me, this is, and some people have already, I think I read one of our patrons say, you can't fix this thing, and I disagree. I think you can, and it feels almost like it is going in the direction that I suspect it would if you went in the fixed direction I had in mind. Where, yeah, Gaga is annoying. Gaga is obnoxious. And you would, like, this line where she's like, well, I've been famous since I was 22. And you're like, oh, you paint her as this, like, oh, celebrity who's so detached from the real world and, like, has these magical powers. I think of it, I think of a direct corollary to Sherry Bobbins.
Yeah.
I think of Sherry Bobbins, where you bring in this magical character that, has all the solutions, and then she doesn't, and actually it just doesn't do any help at all, and then it gets ignominiously killed by, I think I did my best to say that word, killed by a jet engine. But you think, oh, that's the direction they're going. She is this weird celebrity, and Lisa just wants to be left alone, and she keeps bothering her. And even in the third act, you think, oh, they're going to do that. And then they don't. So Lady Goo Goo, Matt, really, like Baby Goo Goo, this is what we're getting. This is another one of those, like, this is the jokes we're getting. I will say that this is a sweet moment where Maggie just leaves a pacifier for Lisa. That's really cute. I like that. That's a nice, sweet thing. It doesn't mean anything in the context of this episode, ultimately. But it is nice.
It is wonderful to see some kind of connection between Lisa and another human being that Lisa is not outright rejecting. That's human, not forced upon her.
A human being. That is, and I think we should make that clear, not Lady Gaga, who is definitely not a human. And whatever she is, she's not human in The Simpsons.
No, good God, no. Like I said, demigod, force of nature, something along those lines.
Yeah, yeah, something.
But, yeah, not human, no. But like I said, we have gone to a commercial, and we're on to Act 3.
Oh, boy.
A few minutes, anyway.
14 minutes and 34 seconds. It is a short third act. So we have, oh, my God, Matt. I forgot. I'm repeatedly remembering, oh, right, this happens.
Yeah.
Because Lady Gaga talks to Marge, And again, the elevated emotion, Marge is like pouring her heart out to a stranger. Like, just no one, she's never met Lady Gaga before. So, like, Marge probably, on my money, Marge doesn't know who Lady Gaga is.
Yeah, I would completely agree. Like, this complete stranger who, you know, Marge let be alone in Lisa's room with her. And Marge says, oh, I guess I just trust you for some reason.
They don't touch that. Everyone knows who Lady Gaga is. Everyone knows who Lady Gaga is. And Marge, you know, spills her guts to Lady Gaga about trying to be a mother to Lisa. And then Lady Gaga just full on just kisses Marge. Like, yeah, grabs
complaining about something, and Lady Gaga's like, I know what'll fix it. A kiss.
Like, just kisses her full on the lips, grabs the back of her head, and you're like, oh, why?
And the thing that is most inexplicable to me is Marge immediately runs and grabs Homer, and they apparently have wild, crazy sex because of the kiss, I guess.
I mean, she's some sort of demigod, Matt. She has powers, which unfortunately she has, like, creepy Greek god powers, which I guess, because this is. This is like creepy Greek god behavior, right?
Yeah,
this is very Zeusian. Yeah, this is a Zeus thing, all right? And that's not good. That's a bad. I want to make that very clear. And like, they constantly give Gaga new costume changes. Like, they clearly, like, they brag in the wiki about how many times they made new costume designs for her. I'm like, who cares? Is this like... Again, so we have Gaga in a pork chop dress with Homer like trying to steal the pork chops. What a hacky joke, man. This is so hacky. This feels like a grandpa wrote this joke. You know what'd be funny? Oh, well, Lady Gaga, you know, she had that meat dress that one time. What if she did that here, but then Homer tried to eat some of the pork chop off of her? Oh my god. It's like this is it's sad. It's so sad. So Lisa's gonna go after Marge. So Lisa's now run away, by the way, Matt. We don't even see this. Why is this, if they're gonna make this a part of the episode, why don't we see it? Why don't we see Lisa run away? You want to know why the answer is? The answer is because it's not about her. It's about Lady Gaga. It's about Lady Gaga,
of course,
being such a kind hero that she's going to go after Lisa and try and cheer her up. Lisa's in the playground sitting on the, what do you call it? Yeah, what's the spinny thing called? Why can't I remember the name of it?
Oh, the merry-go-round.
And they're playing like Lisa Roulette. Yeah,
they spin it, and whoever she lands on dies, I guess.
Okay. What on earth? So Lady Gaga arrives, scaring off all the children, and we have a scene with Lisa and Gaga, and it's the only scene in this episode that I actually kind of connect with. Where is my clip? Where are you? There you are.
Lisa! Listen to me. This pity party's being shut down by the smile police. Here's what you're gonna do.
Why do you keep telling me what I'm gonna do? This isn't about me.
Well, who else would it be about?
You! It's about... Hello! Hello, Springfield! It's me, Gaga! Why is everyone looking at my purple hair full of bluebirds? Well, I denounce thee!
What?
I denounce thee for giving people ambitions they cannot fulfill. And I denounce thee for positing a world where social acceptance and walking on heels are easy.
Please, may we kill the kid?
I denounce thee! I denounce thee! I denounce thee!
Whoa. Easy, little monster.
Don't monster me.
Whatever you say.
Are you crying glitter?
Tiny diamonds. Hurts like hell.
Okay. So, Matt, Lisa denounces Gaga. I denounce thee. Divorced from the ending of this episode, Matt. Okay? You just wipe away that ending. this scene is interesting. It could be about, it could actually do something. If it ended differently, this scene would make a little bit, you'd go, oh, this is the turning point of this episode where it flips, where you realize, oh, this episode is playing a trick. It's not actually about how Lady Gaga is good. It's about how Lady Gaga is bad. It's about how celebrity destroys your ego and inflates your ego and makes you think that you're smarter and that you can just cheer people up whenever you feel like it.
Because you think you're super powerful, but yeah. Oh no, what if that's not true? What if feeling better requires hard work and listening to people about what they need?
Oh, there's no easy solutions to feeling sad. Oh, and some like Lady Gaga maybe could even make, maybe, I mean, honestly, in my version of this, with the spoilers for Fix This Episode, Lady Gaga definitely dies by the end of this episode. But they didn't do that. So Lisa denounces Gaga. We hear that. Gaga is now upset. She's sad. This little girl I honestly don't know how much time has passed, Matt. I think it's less than a day. I think Gaga has been in town less than one day. I think.
Yeah, it seems like she basically went home with Lisa after her entrance there, and then Lisa ran away and Gaga followed her.
I think. I don't really know, because they don't care about the passage of time anymore. And now Lisa's really upset by this and is crying diamonds. We go to a commercial. This is the last act. 17 minutes and 23 seconds. I guess we got to end this, I guess.
We do, unfortunately. So we come back, and Lisa is in the treehouse, lamenting her state. Homer, trying to do well by his daughter, attempts to climb up to her, climbs the wrong tree, has to climb back down, tries to climb Lisa's tree, cannot, and asks Lisa to join him on the ground so he can do some parenting.
Here, Matt, this is the mildest of praise. This is in an episode otherwise that is insanely crazy, cartoonish, bonkers, and none of it feels real ever. This feels like The Simpsons. This feels like a thing that happens in a Simpsons episode where Lisa's sad in a treehouse and Homer, doing his best, climbs the wrong tree and then can't get up a second tree. That is something that happens in a Simpsons episode.
That's true.
That's all I got. That's the only good thing I got.
Uh-huh. So, Homer tries to cheer Lisa up. It doesn't go the way he thinks, but Lisa does end up feeling better for no reason.
Sweetie, I've been thinking. Now, this all started because you used a fake name to defend yourself. The problem's not that you were cheating. It's that you got caught. I cheat on my diet, but nobody knows, because the damage is on the inside, and the first warning sign is sudden death. So, honey, what do you say?
Dad, thank you. Like always, the fact that I could tune you out without fearing I'd miss out on something gave me the time to take stock and realize how ungrateful I have been, which means I've got a train to catch.
Parenting. It's the one job you know you're always doing right.
No, Homer. No. But as you heard there, Lisa is now all better and has to run off to tell Lady Gaga what she has realized. And is it a doozy.
Matt, what on earth is this? What?
Robbie, this is... We've got 5 minutes left in this episode, including credits, and we need for this to be fixed.
Okay. We can't have Lady Gaga die?
Can't have her die. Can't have her undergo any growth or anything. No. She is a nature spirit at best, so she cannot change anywhere.
Okay.
So Gaga is leaving Springfield on her train. She is saddened by her failure to help Lisa, even though everyone else seems super happy to have her there. So Lisa catches the train, thanks Lady Gaga for what she has done for her, and her reasoning is, I don't even know.
Specious.
Gaga! Lisa, why are you here? to thank you.
For what?
Look at me. You did help me by allowing me to inappropriately focus 8 years of rage and rejection on you. It was like a great sneeze. And now I can say what's good about me. And I can say it as Lisa Simpson. Just not that loud.
Go ahead.
Well, I am smart, nice, tolerant, funny, but not mean funny, and I never forget a birthday, even for kids who move away.
Now, Lisa, there's only one last thing you have to do to be a little monster.
I'll do anything but sing.
You're gonna sing!
I used to think that I was stupid, worthless, weak, and wrong. A mockingbird without a song. I was small inside and lacking pride on a one-way train to be Milhouse's bride.
End the song. End it right here.
I love NPR and jazz guitar. Someday I'll design a solar car. That's right. I'm Lisa Simpson, superstar.
You're gonna grave big heart. Set the top of my chart. Lisa Simpson. Lisa Simpson. Lisa Simpson, superstar. Lisa Simpson. Lisa Simpson. Lisa Simpson, superstar. You're superstar.
Everything's better, Robbie. All Lisa had to do was realize that she could be happy for herself quietly. Is she still the least popular kid in school? I guess. But for some reason, that doesn't make her sad anymore.
It's not over yet, man. There's still more.
It's happens. Not over. No, I just didn't know if you wanted to talk about this. No, I mean, Mo comes up and asks for help.
I'll talk about it right after we get to the end.
Okay. Mo comes up asking for help. Lady Gaga says she's not that powerful. And then Mo gets hit by a train. Ha ha ha. Hilarious. Mo's dead. And then we have a nice narration by one of Lady Gaga's backup dancers to end it.
That's the Harry Shearer voice. Is apparently one of the dancers. We learned that at the very end. It doesn't. Who cares? There's nothing else here. Like you keep. There's just like that subtle hope that you have, a very silent hope that I have, Matt, when I watch these episodes. I go, maybe something will happen that will make it good. Right, something will happen that will like give a little bit of a twist. You'll go, oh, that's good. Okay, I see what they're doing here. There is no twist in this. It is beginning to end. It is a giant question. It's a Lady Gaga sized question mark. You don't know why this episode exists. I never knew why. I'm like, as I'm watching, I'm like, why did they make this? Every single moment, I'm like, why did they watch it? They made this because they wanted Lady Gaga on an episode. They wanted to pump the ratings, even though the ratings were still really bad for this, among the worst episodes rated ever up to this point. I mean, it's certainly, you know, where television was having diminishing returns even at that point, but maybe it's just because you're repeatedly making the worst episodes ever, The Simpsons. Maybe Lady Gaga can't really fix that. And you certainly didn't help with this. You want to talk about what's wrong with this episode, Matt? When The Simpsons did the best at featuring celebrities, they usually, it was about undercutting their fame, undercutting their authority. We talk about that all the time. What is The Simpsons?
Yeah, the only time a celebrity who plays themselves can do well is when they are lampooned by the show and they show up to be lampooned.
Right. You think about the Krusty Comeback special, right? You think about other episodes where like they're prominently featured, they usually look like clowns. Like that's the whole point. They're like, oh yeah, these are because like that's the whole point of Krusty, guys. I don't know if the Simpsons understand their own characters at this point. They probably don't, but there's a reason that the most famous person in Springfield is Krusty. He's a clown. Don't you get it? It's not subtle. But that's the whole point. And this is just empty hero worship. Like that's what this is. This is empty celebrity worship. They're like, wow, Lady Gaga's here. Let's just make an episode about Lady Gaga. And she writes this song and she sings a song with Lisa and she fixes Lisa. And you're like, this is so artificial. It's so empty. It's very hard for me. Like it's not racist, Matt, right? It's not transphobic. It's not homophobic. It's not character assassination, right? It doesn't have Marge or Homer or Lisa or Bart do horrible things. There's no child abuse in it. So it's like very mildly terrible in the grand oeuvre of The Simpsons, bad episodes, but it is sad. Like, when this is the lowest rated Simpsons episode on IMDb right now.
I don't know that's that bad. I don't think it will ever beat Go to Bed Instead.
No. It's not that. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's not that bad. It's not the worst episode. But it is incredibly emblematic of what this era of The Simpsons was. It's just empty. Just empty and just chasing, like, a ratings pop. That's all they're looking for. There's like, oh, we can get Lady Gaga on. Maybe that'll make the ratings go up. Like, maybe write a good episode, man. Maybe do that. You have a question? We'll rank this episode at the end of the show, Matt.
Robbie, is this episode broken?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, you were right the first time with that quick fix idea. Let's see. Quick fix.
It's absolutely broken. But, see, this is the thing, Matt. I don't think it's unfixable, because it is not that different from the Sherry Bobbins episode. Obviously, Sherry Bobbins is a, you know, analog to Mary Poppins, who is not real, just another fictional character. But it's not too dissimilar, where you have like this weird demigod show up who has magic powers and just trying to fix the family's problems, or Marge's problems in that case. But you have, oh, this pop artist, this pop idol has appeared and is going to fix Lisa's problems. And it's really easy to fix this episode. It's real easy. She fails at fixing Lisa's problems. Like, that's all you do. You just make it so
not only is that, but trying to fix Lisa's problem reveals the problems in Gaga's own life. And at the end, they have to part ways, saying, hey, maybe we'll stay in touch and we'll help each other with this. Because it turns out being happy is hard. Not for everybody, but for a lot of people, finding what makes you happy is extremely difficult. And I feel like especially so for celebrities.
See, Matt, that's a nice earnest answer about like a nice sweet ending. My ending would be that Lisa reveals a darker hole within Lady Gaga that can't be fixed no matter what she does. And then she dies in a fiery plane crash.
Whoa. I think you mean train crash.
Train crash. That's there you go, Matt. The train zooms. She engages the thrusters, and we see Lisa and the family at the transition waving goodbye to Lady Gaga. They don't hate each other or anything, I would say. I would say that Lady Gaga just acknowledges, oh, you've actually taught me much about myself. And they wave goodbye, and the train zooms off, and they turn away from the train, and they just start talking amongst themselves, and we see the train explode in the distance. That's how you end it. See, it's perfect. But instead we get this schmaltzy crap that doesn't make any sense. That would be, it's subversive, and it'd be fun. And it challenges like Lady Gaga commercial part of this, where it's like, oh, this is all a big trick. It starts out as a Lady Gaga commercial, and then it starts getting darker and darker, and then she explodes at the end. That's fun. That's fun. It's made up. It doesn't matter. You can have a character, like, you can do that. And everyone opinion on this would immediately change, Matt, if that's the ending. Yeah. Everyone goes, oh, wow. Oh, Lady Gaga doesn't. They killed Lady Gaga. She doesn't take it serious, and she plays a big part, and she doesn't take it seriously. Like, but instead, she's like, "Oh yeah, everything's fine," even though she's like harassing people the entire episode. She forcibly kisses Marge against her consent, without consent.
Yeah. One other thing I would like to change about this episode is that Lady Gaga is exactly as popular in Springfield as she is in the world, so most of the adults have barely a clue who she is and get really offended when she sticks her nose into their lives. And so rest of the town is as upset with her as Lisa is. Like, lady, leave us alone.
That's the thing. Lady Gaga should be annoying. Like, I feel like that should be the shift. Is like, and it should be, the problem is like, and she calls all the people monsters, and they should be like, why are you calling us monsters? Like, again, like, back, I know this Lady Gaga stuff now. I know the lore now. But when she first showed up, I had no idea what was going on. People were saying Lady, I am, like, very disconnected from popular music at most times. I was just like, what's Lady Gaga? People like her? Okay, cool. And it's not like everyone liked her. A few people were really big diehard fans, and everyone else was like, yeah, she's fine. So, See, Matt, if they end it that way with, like, oh, yeah, everyone in Springfield loves her, and then she explodes, like, I feel like I wouldn't care as much, because it's that punchline that gets me, but honestly, you just kill every celebrity that shows up with all the Simpsons at this point. I think it'd improve the episodes.
Yeah, it's like, if you're a celebrity and you want to be in the Simpsons, you are, but you're gonna die.
I would, man, if you kill me, man, if I was on the Simpsons, I was like, I'd get to die. That'd be so awesome.
Right.
That's so much fun. Let's fix this episode. It's not that hard. We can move on to our next segment. It's time for comments from the news group.
Okay, here we are. Alt.nerd.obsessive.
Comments from the news group is where I ask our patrons to leave their thoughts, their feelings about an episode. Very divisive this episode, Matt. Not surprising. I wasn't expecting much positivity, but I got some. From Tim, I'm not sure this was actually a Simpsons episode. Kind of reminds me of an English assignment in college where we were trying to write a sitcom plot. I thought it would be a great idea to emulate a network show with constant plugs for Ocean Spray. My teacher was not impressed, and my grade reflected that. But at least my paper wasn't witnessed by millions. I mean, what everyone says about dad jokes, I have to at least think the writers thought they were funny. At least part of their audience would agree. But this was an infomercial, and I'm afraid I have an idea as to how it came about. Network exec, our audience is getting a bit older. We need to, I guess the kids will talk about. Writers, I thought we were to subvert the norm. Executive, Lady Gaga, she brings them in. Writers, I don't think of her as funny. Executive, gold, I say. Writers, sigh. I only put it above the two most overtly offensive episodes at 478. Certainly this is not canon. It is not fixable. See, I found a loophole, Tim. You blow up Lady Gaga. From Dara, this might get me kicked out from writing in reviews. For years, I've heard that Gaga is one of the worst guest stars. I went into this with a let's get over it attitude, and the result, I liked it kind of a lot. Ooh, see? Divisive. It's not a perfect episode. It's using a commonly used theme of Lisa not being cool, but it had a single plot. It had a really sweet Maggie moment with her trying to comfort Lisa. Gaga was absurd, but was also so over the top that I felt she was in on the joke. It had Mo getting Regina George by a train. Bart got to tell off Michael Jackson. Lisa got to tell off Lady Gaga. Yeah, the ending was rushed, not really warranted to wrap up that nicely, but for season 23, I'm just glad when I have a sense that I would like to watch it again. Maybe it's being queer and fearing losing my cred if I don't support Gaga, but I like this fifth best episode of season 23.
Getting Regina George. That's fantastic.
I would
Thank
see
you
the
that,
problem
Dara.
Is I don't want Mo to get Regina George. I want Lady Gaga to get Regina George.
That would be hilarious. Gaga gets hit by her own train and ends the episode in a podcast.
That could be another ending. I mean, I think, I don't know how you feel about Gaga in real life, Dara, but I think that also contributes significantly to how much you like this episode. Because if you really like Lady Gaga, you'd be like, oh, this is awesome. My favorite person's on my favorite show. If you really hate her or kind of are, you know, mid with her, then I think that's where we're sitting. From JJ, this definitely deserves its status as one of the show's most infamously bad episodes. It's the perfect representation of the show's decline, at least regarding its shift from counterculture to becoming the very establishment it used to critique. A 22-minute advertisement for Lady Gaga, which was completely unnecessary, as I'm sure she'd have had no problem voicing an original character, which she has excelled at in other shows. The level of ass-kissing throughout would make me believe this was a self-aware parody in any other show. The Simpsons has lost that benefit of the doubt. Sparkle eggs? Chanting, she's a star, she's a star? Gaga has magic powers, which allow her to sense when people are sad? Gaga forcibly kisses Marge and it makes her horny? ! This gimmicky attempt for ratings is so embarrassing. The whole town worships her. I like Gaga, but she's not a god. And somehow Simpsons Gaga still ends up being unlikable. She comes across as an arrogant, pretentious snob during interactions with Lisa, which I don't think they intended. The songs she sings are obviously written by the writing staff because they're not good, unlike her real songs. And the awful jokes. It's amazing that this episode about 20-something-year-old pop star still feels like it was written by a room of old men desperately attempting to appeal to kids. Even ignoring the celebrity pandering, the plot is so frustrating. Why would Skinner give out a most unpopular award? Although this was doomed from the start, there was an interesting moment when Lisa finally cowed out Gaga for refusing to leave her alone, like she'd asked repeatedly. I thought they were going for a moaning Lisa moral where Gaga accepted that it's okay for Lisa to be sad. But Lisa immediately backpedals and she submits to the cult of Gaga too. Neither Lisa or Gaga have any semblance of a character arc or learn anything. What was this even about? Was this real? This feels like a joke on us. Morbidly fascinating, but the most anti-Simpsons episode of The Simpsons. I don't. We might have broke. They might have broke JJ. Poor JJ might have. This feels familiar.
I mean, that's fair.
This feels familiar, man. This feels like me, like Bonfire of the Manatees, Robbie, where I just start screaming like sounds about manatees. From Timothy. Actually, a comment on this week's episode, but the Armistead's moped joke from 3 Gays of the Condo was a reference to the author Armistead Maupin, who wrote the serialized novel Tales of the City. The story was later turned into a miniseries for PBS and very basically was about San Francisco's gay culture in the 70s. I once saw an interview with Maupin where he said he was very flattered to be referenced on The Simpsons, though one wonders if maybe he could have hoped for a better episode. Thank you for that explanation to me. Timothy, because
thank you. Seriously, that is fantastic.
I searched. I could not find that. So I might watch Tales of the City. I never want to watch the 3 Gays of the Condo again. As far as Lisa Goes Gaga is concerned, meh. It's nowhere near the worst episode ever, or even season 23. It's just that it's a complete exercise in kissing Gaga's ass. From Elliot is, there's lots of H's in there. A sufficient review? If so, then that. If not, then something else, I guess. Bad. Not offensive, so there's that, but just bland and bad and written to fawn over Gaga. I miss the days when celebrities appearing as themselves were subject to at least some satire and ridicule. Hell, even Green Day in the movie got killed and we got the funeral version of American Idiot. That's something, and they're my favorite band. This is just written to say how great she is. Not the worst of the season. Not Kanan. I think this goes above the bar rag, but not as high as Totally Fun Thing. Maybe fourth best, which is high, but given the general quality of this season, maybe correct. I don't think it's going to be that high. No. And me and Matt both don't like this. I mean, we don't like it most of there's probably, two episodes of season 23 we actually like, so it's, I don't know. From Derek, this episode is vehemently hated, and it is clear as day why. Lisa Goes Gaga is actually an outlier in that, even though the baseline quality for episodes that's there is subterranean muck-deep level, this episode feels altogether different and markedly worse. You think it not possible, and yet here we are. The sheer lack of irony in anything that's happening, the, pardon my French, unchecked, I guess this is still PG, unchecked filleting of a guest star gimmick, attention-seeking sapphic watch bait, and a degree of humor that's not so much cringe but more deeply penetrating, like a carnivorous worm that's burying itself beneath your skin and chewing through your veins.
Man, whew. Derek, that English degree is really working for you, bud.
The whole ordeal is nauseating and has you clenching your fists and grinding your teeth until it's over. And once again, just what is that humor? How is it so much worse than their usual clumsy garbage stumbling blindly around the realm of funny? Grandpa calls her Lady Zaza at one point. The joke seemed to be that he got her name wrong by calling her something that rhymes because he's an old coot or whatever. They got paid for that when really incompetence on that level should be grounds for dismissal. They should be banished to the fiery pits of hell. See, I don't even know if I feel this strongly. We got multiple reviews. I'm like, I don't know if I hate it that much. I don't like it a lot. From Ripley, some more positivity, Matt. Look, I'm not saying it's good, but it's at least bad in an interesting way, and it isn't hateful. This episode gets a lot of hate, but I think it's better than a lot of the truly offensive episodes. This has been Hot Takes with Ripley. I went back into the bushes like that gif. You know the one. I do. I do know that gif. And I largely think I agree. It isn't hateful, but it is. I think a lot of it hate is because it's so anti-Simpsons episode. Like it is that core idea of you question all authority. When a celebrity appears, you make fun of them, you ridicule them, you satirize them, and it doesn't do that at all. This is just a commercial for Lady Gaga, and it's not hateful.
Ooh, Lady Gaga's like philosophy.
Yeah, and like. Why do you do that? Just to get her on the show? Or this is the real question, Matt. Did they try? And like they say, this script was written before they went to Gaga with it. They came up with this independently. And
I don't know that I believe that.
That's the thing. Like if Lady Gaga wrote this script, I'd be like, well, of course she did. I'd be like, that wouldn't be surprising. I wouldn't be upset. But it's not the Simpsons it's not their job to write an episode about how great Lady Gaga is. It's about to write funny television about a nuclear family. But instead we get a commercial for Lady Gaga. It's not the worst episode ever of The Simpsons, so it's not even, I'm thinking about it, man. I'm starting to like round into shape like where this episode belongs. We'll get there. We can move on to our next. I mean, it's time for the listener question of the week.
Let's try one more number.
Yellow?
KBBL is going to give me something stupid.
Well, hot dog, we have a wiener.
Yellow?
Our listener question week this week is, what is your favorite Flanders quote? Ned Flanders, that is. Diddly doodly. Matt, take it away.
All right. First up from Aaron. Ann Landers is a boring old biddy.
It's true.
Uh-huh. From Tim. Maud. My bladder's going to burst, Ned. Now I know you've had a few too many waters, but that is no reason for the sailor talk. Not sure what sailor talk there, but okay. Bladder?
Yep, bladder. That's it.
Yeah. From Mike. After Homer F-bombs in Who Shot Mr. Burns Part 1. Dear Lord, that's the loudest profanity I've ever heard. I believe that. From Elliot, now calm down. They did their best. Shoddily. Gotta be nice. Hostility. Ah, hell, diddly ding dong crap. Can't you morons do anything right? I've used that last line a lot, honestly.
Get your ding.
From Dara.
Can't you morons do anything right?
From Bully, a season 26 episode, apparently.
Ooh.
Can I make my famous mimosa a little sparkling water and a glass full of regular water? Oh, Dara, you're killing me.
That's a... That's... Is that... I'm not going to say that that episode's probably good, but I'm going to say it's not... That's a fun line.
Yeah, right?
Something to look forward
to. That works out.
Yeah.
All right. Next up from Matt. You know, most people don't know the difference between apple cider and apple juice, but I do. And here's a little trick to help you remember. It's clear and yellow. You've got juice there, fella. It's tangy and brown. You're in cider town. Now, there's two exceptions. It gets kind of tricky here. And in Canada, the whole thing's flip-flopped. Next up from JJ. Maud, come on, Ned, move this thing. Ned, I can't. It's a Geo. Oh, Geo.
That's true.
It is very true. From Zach. I teach career education to high schoolers and always like to show this clip at the beginning of my unit on taxes. Cash registering. Well, that's a business expense, isn't it? But then I do enjoy the smell of the stuff, don't I? Better not risk it. Oh, Ned. From Linus. Homer. Hey, Flanders. Flanders. Hidely ho, neighborino. Homer. Shut up. Flanders. Oakley dokley. Hey, Ned, you're having a family reunion and you didn't invite me? Oh, gosh, Homer, this is strictly a Flanders affair. I got family here from across the globe. Here's Jose Flanders. Buenos ding dong dilly dias. It's something like that. See ya, senor. And this is Lord Thistlewick Flanders. Charmed. A googly doogly. I can't believe you didn't invite me, even after I painted all those cool stripes on your car. I know. I'll throw my own barbecue. The greatest barbecue this town has ever seen, and I'll only invite who I want to invite. That'll show ya. Ned, can I come? Sure. Truly a quote among quotes. From Ripley, Rex Banner. Are you the beer baron? Ned. Well, if you're talking about root beer, I plead gill diddle diddle as char diddly arged. Rex Banner. He's not the baron, but he sounds drunk. Take him in. Which, yeah, he does. From Andy. Godspeed, little doodle. From Real Insanity. Homer. Five alarm chili, yeah? Ned. Mm-hmm. Homer. One, two. Hey, what's the big idea? Oh, I admit it. It's only two alarm. Two and a half tops. I just wanted to be a big man in front of the kids. Todd. Daddy, are you going to jail? We'll see, son. We'll see. Robbie, what is your answer?
Oh, hell diddly ding dong crap.
I knew it. You and your Hurricane Nettie.
Hurricane, I love my Hurricane. Hurricane Nettie's, I love it. I love Hurricane Nettie. I routinely think about it. And I do try and hold in my anger about it. I really do. I try and be my best self every day. But some days it's just all hell diddly ding dong crap. Can't you morons do anything right? It just happens. What's your answer?
One that actually no one picked. I'll stick with just plain white bread. Thank you very much. Maybe with, and everyone joins in, a glass of water on the side for dipping.
It's pretty good.
One of the best snacks ever. Right, Robbie?
Oh my God. It's so I can imagine. I mean, I'm not above eating just slices of bread. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, I've got some great bread in my house right now, and I will eat slices of that, but I'm not going to dip it in water.
Unless you're in an eating competition.
Well, yeah, of course.
You got to...
That's how you get those hot dog buns down.
That's how you get those buns down. You got to soak them up. Next week's question, it is, what is your favorite moment from season 23? Please don't answer when it ended. I'm not going to include them anymore. Because that would be everyone's answer. I mean, honestly, we had a couple good episodes this year. So probably from one of them, or... If you really like Lady Gaga, you got a whole episode about her. Pick any one of those moments. I'll post this question on our Patreon, patreon.com/TheSimpsonsShow. You can email us at TheSimpsonsShowPod@gmail.com. And I post on our subreddit, which is r/TheSimpsonsShow. I forgot this week, guys. I apologize for that. I've been incredibly stressed and frustrated this week. So it just slipped my mind. I'll do better, I promise. We can move on to our next segment. It is time for the No Google Trivia Challenge.
I am too smart. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
The No Google Trivia Challenge, where Matt and I each challenge each other with three trivia questions, one easy, one medium, and one hard, and try and stump the other. We have a 5-point lead this in our last episode, going into our last episode, Matt. And you're not out of reach. You're not mathematically eliminated.
Yes, but we all know you're going to go extra hard on
it's not possible you know the answer to these questions, okay? You could know, if you get all of them, and I only get, let's say I only get a point, we tie. Or if you blank me, you could win.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible. Why don't you start first? Give me an easy question.
All right. Your easy question. Who does Marge end up stealing from at the end of Last of the Red Hot Mamas?
Oh, no. What? Stealing from?
Uh-huh.
That's an easy question.
Marge gets recruited by a group of people to steal from a rich person.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I remember the premise of the episode, Matt, but we watched that. When did we watch that? What season is that?
17? Yeah, 17.
Yeah, 3 years ago. We've had roughly 150 episodes of The Simpsons in between.
The reason it's an easy question is because think of the only rich person in Springfield.
Matt, I mean, that's who I was going to guess, is Mr. Burns.
You are correct.
Okay. Don't worry. I didn't know that, honestly, but
it was a good guess.
Context clues. There's not many other choices. All right. Your easy question, Matt. In My Sister, My Sitter.
Oh.
See, not a crazy episode. It's a good episode of The Simpsons. Bart and Maggie are babysat by who?
That would be Lisa.
That is correct. All right, Matt. What's my meme question?
What's that now?
I said, what's my medium question?
Your medium question? What is the name of the group that Marge joins in this episode? And it is not the Red Hot Mamas.
You've asked me this before.
I'm sure I have.
You have, I think, twice. It's going to be real sad now that I don't remember it still. They are, because they do wear red hats. That is a thing they do. They are the, what is it? Is something... Red Tomatoes. Something Red Tomatoes, I think. Now, what's the adjective? It's something. It's like spicy, juicy. I'm going to say spicy. Spicy Red Tomatoes.
You are so close. It's the Cheery Red Tomatoes.
Cheery? Cheery?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not a kind of tomato, Matt.
No, it is not.
If I go to a grocery store and I say, where do you keep your Cheery Red Tomatoes, they're going to look at me like I'm crazy. Because that's not a thing. I mean, I'm pushing it, saying the word spicy, because most, they don't really make spicy, but you can get like spicy tomato sauce. So maybe, you know. Okay. Well, you're still in it, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get this right, though.
Okay.
How much does Lisa charge for babysitting?
$1 an hour, $2 after 9 o'clock.
You are correct. Mm-hmm. Okay, what's my hard question?
Your hard question. If you recall, the B plot of this episode is Lisa trying to learn Italian from Milhouse.
Oh, no. Yeah, I remember
what it happened. What is the name of Milhouse's Italian uncle?
Francesco.
I'm sorry, it is Bastardo.
What? Really? That's what they do? That's so... okay, God almighty. Bastardo.
Well, I mean, I guess technically it's his, like, half-uncle or something like that. Well, no, he's not half-uncle, but, like, it's his grandmother was knocked up by an American GI, and then the GI left, so...
Okay. All right, man. If you get this right, we tie.
Hmm?
What did the balloon sold at the squid port say?
Oh, I have no idea. So I'm not going to waste your time, but I do remember it was in the Simpsons. What was the game? The mobile game.
Tapped out.
Tapped it. Yeah. No, I have no clue. I'm not going to waste your time.
There's three of them. It is no refunds. You break it, you bought it, and shoplifters will be prosecuted.
Of course.
It's not bad. That is a sight gag.
It is. Not, it happens in the background. No one says anything. It's just what's there.
That's a fun sight gag. They just don't do them anymore. Now they're just like, oh,
It's too hard. I gotta write things.
That's how they sound, Matt. But you know what? What most importantly is this means though. It means. The crowd goes crazy. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Reigning and still Simpsons Show trivia champion, Robbie Dorman. Back to back, man. Like Jordan, 96-97.
So that means next season I have to win to break your streak.
I mean, that's the contest, right? You got to try and... But I think I've cracked the code. Honestly, I think I cracked the code. I have to, like, it's really a sad thing, but it's the only way I could possibly win. I have to play like in hockey, they call it the trap defense. It's like the most boring style of hockey, and there's similarities in any sport, but it's just like play really good defense and wait for your opponent to make mistakes and then capitalize on them. It's the only way I can win. Because if I go full throttle and just try and attack you with fun questions, I'll lose every time. Because you'll Sergeant Fatso Judson me to death.
We'll see.
Oh, I forgot to say, Matt. I've been meaning to mention this. I might as well mention it here. Is that there's a YouTube channel I started to watch, and there's a character on it. And not character. It's a man. He's a real dude. His name is Judson.
Judson?
Mm-hmm. His name is Judson. He's a Southern man. That's probably why his name is Judson. Seems like... I think he's from Kentucky or something. That's like, it feels like that's a Kentucky name or something. Tennessee, something like that. There's a guy named Judson. I win. I am victorious again. I wish I could justify buying a nice championship belt for this occasion, but it's just too much money. I can't justify it. I mean, we're going to do a GoFundMe for a championship belt, man. That's what we'll do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Don't help those people who, you know, want to like get surgery or something.
No medical bills. No,
but don't help don't help people with medical bills. Help us buy a championship belt for the show. That's it for trivia. We can move on to our final segment. The segment we end every single episode with. It's time for best episode ever.
Best episode ever.
Best episode ever is the part show where Matt and I rank the episodes categorically as we watch them chronologically, eventually compile a list of every episode ever and how good they are. Look at this list, Matt.
Yeah, and the scroll will work out.
Yeah, it's not near the top. I can say that for sure. No. All right.
I mean, I'm looking down in the 400s.
I'm also looking in the 400s.
I'm looking at GI Annoyed Grunt. Okay. Monkey Suit.
Mobile Homer. I think this is worse than those.
Oh, for sure. Let's see. Gone Maggie Gone.
I think it's
where Maggie gets kidnapped.
I think this is worse than that.
Yeah, for sure.
Let me go. Let's go down the squirt and the whale, Matt.
Oof.
That is the episode where there's a whale that dies and Lisa. It's not actually.
Dreams it is saved, and then we find out no.
That it's actually just dead, and it's a realistic looking whale, and it's just a big bummer. I think this is worse than that.
I would agree. Okay. I mean, it's hard, but I think it's also worse than The Daughter Also Rises.
Which one is that? I know that's this season. I still don't remember about.
I believe that's the one where Lisa is also helps a slave escape, or Marge helps a slave escape.
Oh no, it's that escape one. From slavery. Oh man, I don't know. That might be a bridge too far. That might be the one where I go, no, this is better.
Yeah, I know. I mean, right beneath that is Mona Lisa. And I think we're in the right territory.
I think this is definitely better than Mona Lisa. Daughter Also Rises is not the slavery episode, Matt.
It's not? Oh, okay.
No. Daughter Also Rises is the Mythbusters episode.
Why is the title again?
I mean, when it's at a certain point, you don't know really why that's the. It's because it's a Valentine's Day episode, and because the Bart Milhouse Mythbuster stuff is technically the B plot. This is the Lisa and Nick episode, if you remember that.
Pyramus Sarah, that's
yes,
right,
and Pyramus
right.
And Thisbe, and it's empty and stupid and doesn't make any sense.
Okay,
I still think. It's better than this episode.
That's true, but I'm going to tell you what At Long Last Leave is, in case you've forgotten.
I've forgotten already. Yep.
That is the one where the Simpsons get kicked out of Springfield and go to the Outlands where they meet Julian Assange.
Ooh, that's, I don't see, Matt, I had forgotten that. I literally, that's this season. I had forgotten that episode exists. See, and Matt, the worst thing is, I would still rather watch that episode than this one. I think the episode's better.
Yeah.
I think the episode is still better than this one. I think it's, this is where we're at. This is just above Mona Lisa for me. I think it doesn't, like, this is like, it might be the new top of the really bad episodes.
I think you're correct. I think that Mona Lisa is worse. Kisses Bang Bangalore is worse. I don't even remember it much about Kill Bill Volumes 1 and 2, but I believe it's worse.
I remember Kill Bill Volumes 1 and 2. It has the Grunkle in it.
Or Grunkle. Yeah, the Grunkle.
Yeah, and
Grumple?
I don't remember that. Grumple. The Grumple's in that. And you know what? Grumple, I was informed also by Ripley, friend of the show, that Grumple has a brief appearance in this episode as well. In like one of the crowd shots, you see the Grumple. And I went, why? Why is that there? And I don't know. But some comparison points. I don't know why the Grumple is now canonical. We just have decided that. So this is now the new top of, I think this is like, you remember in the Garbage Man episode of The Simpsons where Homer becomes the new sanitation commissioner and they have they have the rule where whoever has to dump out the trash, whoever makes the trash fall off, like if it can't be stacked anymore, you have to take out the trash. This is the top, this is that banana peel that they staple to the top of the trash heap. That's what Lisa Goes Gaga is, I think. So Lisa Goes Gaga, it's now the top of the trash heap where this is the true bot. Like, it's not the worst of the worst. Like, we could subdivide this really bad tier at the very bottom of the list, but I feel like Lisa Goes Gaga is right at the top of it, but it's still like all just like the worst episodes of The Simpsons. It's like offensive and stupid and not funny and all those things. It's, you know, they find new ways to be bad, Matt. You know, you almost want to applaud them. You're like, wow, it's a new kind of terrible. It's really impressive. I don't know how you did it.
They basically made a ad for Gaga.
Infomercial. Lady Gaga infomercial. So, that's Lisa Goes Gaga. And also, like, I hate that it's a tongue twister because you have to say it 50 times. Ugh. Yeah. Lisa Goes Gaga. I will say that, Matt, I will say that this episode title is at least short and makes sense. Like, it's
true.
It's
true.
Just Lady Gaga. It's about Lisa. It's three words. I'll give him that. So number 438, right below at long last leave, right above Mona Lisa. It's a new number 246 on our post Golden Years ranking. We have one more thing to do though before we go. One more question to ask. That question is: do we shoot this episode out of the cannon?
The cannon! The cannon! The cannon! The cannon!
The cannon!
Can we get a special Lady Gaga cannon that has meat all over it and high heels?
See, Matt, we had suggested that, oh, you could end the episode with Lady Gaga just dying in comedic fashion. This is our opportunity. This is the only chance we get. We get to fire it out of the cannon. So, yeah, yes, fire the cannon. Goodbye. There's no reason to keep it. Like, why? There's nothing in this. It's just a commercial. Like, go watch the Lady Gaga documentary and you'll get more out of it. Honestly. Like, it's just a worse version of that Lady Gaga documentary. We can ask the same question about every episode on the list as we work our way down from the top to the bottom, answering about every episode. We are number 183, Matt, which is Lady Bouvier's Lover.
I mean, I, in particular, love that one, so I'm going to say it has to be canon.
I mean, I think it is canon. It's strange to me that's season 5, though.
Does it feel later than that?
If I would earlier? Say, I would say it feels earlier to me. Like, if you had asked me...
I was thinking season 2 or 3. I think the only reason it feels later than that is because it involves characters we haven't seen a whole lot of in seasons 2 and 3.
I mean, I guess that's true. It just feels like very... feels like a season 2 or 3 episode because it's, like, very earnest for the most part. It's, like, very kind of just, like... it's very sad. It's almost sad. Like, Lady Bouvier's Lover is almost like a sad episode.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's why it feels earlier in the show. But, I don't know, it's a nice surprise, honestly, when I go, oh, yeah, that's a season 5. That's interesting. Lady Bouvier, it stays. Of course it stays. It's still good. It's still like, you know, I've watched it many times, and I'll watch it many times still. Maybe, eventually. After we stop doing this podcast, Matt, I'll maybe start watching Simpsons recreationally again.
Oh, someday.
Occasionally I do pop on a golden year ago. Oh, that's so nice, man. It feels like...
I know, it's like a refreshing reprieve.
It's like you're walking outside and it's like there's a chilly wind and then you walk into the sun and you're like, oh. Our next episode, Matt, is the first episode of season 24. Moving on and up. Season 24, Moonshine River with 11 guest stars.
Oh, no.
Ken Burns, Zoe Deschanel, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Anne Hathaway. All these are Maurice LaMarche, Don
guests,
Pardo,
yeah.
Natalie Portman, Kevin Michael Richardson, Al Roker, Sarah Silverman, Marsha Wallace. Some of those are recurring supporting guests, but yeah, I guess they're reappearing as old characters. Yeah, like Mary Spuckler's in this? Why? I don't want to know. I don't like this. Bart searches for true love when he realizes his relationships don't lie. Oh, so it's all revisiting Bart's old loves. I don't know about this. He's 10. None of them last. You're 10. I just ended that. You don't need to write the whole episode, Matt. We just wrote it. She's 10 years old. Of course. Okay. That's next week. I can't wait. I'm so excited. I'm not excited, Matt. Maybe I should be, no. I guess, but I'm not excited. You can find this list, the best episode I ever listened to, our website, thesimpsonsshow.com. Follow all those places, do all those things. We appreciate you if you do that. If you go to our Patreon, support us at patreon.com/thesimpsonsshow. I'll plug it once, I'll plug it again. I'm Robbie Dorman. You can find all my stuff online at my name, Robbie Dorman. It's Dorman with 1-0, Matt. 1-0.
Mm-hmm. 1-0.
1-0. And I've written 15 books. This book is Cursed has come out and immediately has tormented my life because Choose Your Own Adventure people own the trademarks of Choose Your Own Adventure are incredibly, I didn't know any of this until this week, are incredibly litigious and have pulled the book because I use the words Choose Your Own Adventure in the book description.
Oh, Lord.
This week has been hell.
How dare you?
This week has been hell. Working on it's gone for you. If you go to my store, you can buy print copies from me. Otherwise, it's not up in storefronts right now. I'm working on getting it back up there. I have to change the description and the cover a little bit. That's annoying, and frustrating, and it's causing me a lot of headaches and pain when it should be a nice happy week because I released a book. But I've written, still have 14 books that you can go buy anywhere. And if you haven't bought any of them, I would love for you to do that. Go buy any of the ones. Buy the one that looks the coolest. You look at the covers and go, "That I really like that cover." Go buy that one. That's the right. That's the right one. That's the right choice. That's really is how I say you should buy my books. Just look at the covers. Whichever one you think looks the coolest, that's the one you should read. Would appreciate it if you did that. I've had a bad week. Matt does not participate in social media. You will not find him.
That's true. I spend all of my time taking care of kittens, which you can see at kittenturns.org or on Instagram at kittenturns, KITTINTERNS. If you want to see the most adorable little creatures that have ever existed and they finally got their eyeballs in, you can watch them enjoy the world and try and hide from any and all work like all of us do every single day.
I don't really hide from work, Matt. I like working.
Well, you have a job that you actually enjoy, unlike the rest of us.
Yeah. Yeah, I try not to. I'm also like a workaholic, to be fair. Like, I enjoy just like purpose. I need purpose. Like, I don't do well with idle hands. Starring Devin Sawa. You ever seen Idle Hands, Matt?
I can't say that I have.
Late 90s horror comedy. I don't know what I'm talking about. We need to get out of here. I'm Robbie.
And I'm Matt.
And he watched this.
Oh, hour and a half.
Shh.